Hi, this episode is brought to you by Aaron Petta, because Aaron Petta does not have any sponsors yet. So if you head over to aaronpetta.com and go to his website, that would be my website, no reason to refer to myself in the third person, you will see that it is still under construction and you won't even be able to download this podcast. That is my podcast. So if you're listening to this, you are me. If you are not me, then congratulations, you are my first listener. Unless someone else has somehow listened to this before, then in that case you might be the second or even 11.3rd listener. So at some point, aaronpetta.com will be up and running and will be the sponsor for the first episode, and hopefully we'll get better sponsors in the future that you can actually go to and actually buy something from. At any rate, let's start the show. Hold on. Wait. No. I just double-checked. aaronpetta.com is indeed up and running, but that is my actor site for casting directors and of no interest to you. So, if you want, you can go to aaronpetta.com/podcast. Okay, now let's start the show. Why should you listen to my podcast? Why should I even do a podcast? Who the hell is Aaron Petta? I have no answers for any of these questions. So I think I'm going to call this thing... I don't know what I'm going to call this thing. I had a couple of ideas. One was Gentleman Douchebag, but that was supposed to be a podcast with a guy named Dave, and Dave's not here, man. The other name was just The Aaron Petta Show. Then there was The Pedophiles, but I thought that would create confusion with, well, you know, The Rockford Files. So then I was thinking Pettacast. I like Pettacast. What do you think? What do you like? Tell me in the comments, or poke me on Snapchat. First, who the hell is Aaron Petta, and why the hell in 2017, when there's 28,000,000 podcasts, is Aaron Petta putting out a podcast? What right does Aaron Petta have to put out a podcast? Why should he even join the game? It's almost to the point where you have to, like, put out a satanic Mickey Mouse's Exploration of the Moon podcast, or a gay, pot-smoking Galapagos Turtles Rights podcast, just to get noticed. Aaron Petta is not interesting. Aaron Petta adds no value to the podcast arena. Aaron Petta sucks. Aaron Petta has an annoying voice and no good ideas. He's not funny, he's not informative, he's not entertaining, he's not even a good Dadaist. See? I don't have a plan for this podcast. I'm going to talk about who I am in this life, maybe in a past life. I was Picasso, maybe I painted weird-shaped heads, maybe I was Bill Clinton, maybe I'm still alive as a former U.S. president living a parallel life. I'm going to talk about my biases, my likes, my dislikes, and these could change over time. Ask me a few years ago, a lot of these would be different. I have a lot of different interests and changing tastes. I want your opinion. I want listener feedback, all one of you, including myself. What has Aaron Petta done? What does Aaron Petta want to do next? What do you want Aaron Petta to do? I'm not one of those dorks who's like, I'm the greatest, I do what I want, and you all just have to love it. I like your opinion. Tell me what you think. Then if it's a dumb opinion, I'll just do what I was going to do anyway. What is the value of my voice in your ear? Everybody has done a comedy podcast. Everybody has done a science podcast. Everybody has done an inhaled helium podcast.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I never knew they really did an inhaled helium podcast. Oh, my God. That's so insane. Woo!
Why would anybody want to listen to my podcast? Because I'm Aaron Petta. I'm Aaron Petta. Everybody only wants to listen to my podcast. My information is better than everybody's. I know everything about the whole universe, and I'm incredibly humble. I am the future of all A-list podcasters. I am the Donald Trump of not being an idiot. My comedy's the best. My podcast is the best. I am the best. Everybody wants me. Man, these antidepressants are good. No, I don't take drugs. I'm just that rad. So, why should you actually listen to my podcast is somewhere in between those two extremes. Here's some of the things I've done. Stand-up comedy, written and released songs. I released a whole album. I'm working on a new album. I've acted in plays. Started acting in plays a couple years ago. I've acted in a lot of indie films. And I dropped out of grad school. I'm a grad school dropout. So let's get one thing out of the way. My name. Aaron Petta. Not Peta. That's P-E-T-A. Easiest way to remember it. People for the ethical treatment of Aaron. Okay, so here are my biases. Here are some of the things that I like and some of the things that I don't like. In the interest of not sounding like a cantankerous old canker sore, I'm going to do my dislikes first so I can end on a positive note. So if you think I'm El Grumpo, bear with me and we'll get to a happy place later. So here's what I don't like. I don't like temperatures lower than 50 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm kind of a wuss for that. If you're still living in third world countries, that amounts to like 10 degrees Celsius. I grew up in Canada, where they use that outdated measurement system, Celsius. So non-scientific. I don't like snow. I have friends in New York who go skiing and snowboarding. I left Canada because of the snow. Actually, I love the snow. Through the window, when I'm on vacation, in the mountains, and I can leave. Strangely, I know, I also don't like temperatures over 80 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm a sensitive temperature bitch. Another thing that frustrates me is over-enthusiasm for classic rock. Pop music is like fashion. It's like, it's about being in the now. And I can take a little bit of AC/DC, I can take some Motorhead, but in general, when they're playing classic rock from the 70s and 60s, it starts grating on my nerves pretty quick. It's, to me, it's like showing up at a party in bell-bottom jeans and a velvet suit and being like, "Hey boys, look at those birds over there, let's swagger on over and cause some shenanigans." You know, it's like, it's interesting for a laugh, for some nostalgia, but seriously, you don't actually take that seriously. You take that serious? Okay, some people take it seriously still. It's 40 years ago. I don't know. And the further back it goes, the harder it is to handle. I mean, 90s rock is way easier to listen to than 70s or 60s for me. Again, these biases can change. This is how I feel right now. Bread, gluten, wheat, beans, corn, soy, or any foods that contain those ingredients, peasant ingredients, otherwise known as grains and legumes. I'm a snob when it comes to food, and grains and legumes suck. So pasta, tortillas, nachos, bread, toast, pizza, bagels, cereal, sandwiches, those foods are just not cool. They're lowbrow. Except for one exception, light American beer, because light American beer is made from grains. I still drink the occasional light American beer, and I would like to drink it a whole lot more, get her done, but I don't like it when people ask me, why don't you eat gluten? Is it a celiac thing? Are you celiac? No, gluten, it's not cool. I don't eat gluten because it's fake food. It's nutritionless calories masquerading as food. It's so obvious to me why I don't eat gluten. It's sort of like, because it's passé, because it's like, it's been there and done that. Gluten is a 1970s, 80s, 90s thing. I'm over it. It's not current anymore. Riding the subway. My definition of success is that you never have to ride the subway again in your life. I get burned out by the ideology of putting down white males. I'm tired of this white male privilege this, white male privilege that. You know, people who say, "White male, sorry, try again, your life is easy on the demo mode, try playing on level 10 like, I don't know, anybody but a white male." Sucks. If you're listening to this and around the current events of Charlottesville, please take this in context. I really don't get political, and obviously all extremists are morons. So, having said that, I just get frustrated when people think that because I'm a white male, we just all have it easy. Like, we don't have to work. It's like, oh, no, we're just rich. Like, it just comes to us. No, yeah. No. Cigarette smoke or vape smoke. "Oh, my God, I need to smoke my cherry berry juice. I'm a grown man with a beard, but I need the cherry vapors, Mommy. Come on. Cigarette smoke? Come on. It's so stupid. Like, wake up. I don't know. At least if you're going to smoke something, you know, be a grown-up and smoke a joint like everybody else. But even so, cigarette smoke anywhere within a two-block radius? You can't just go out on the street and smoke in public. You can't do that. You can't just go outside and say, "Hey, I have the right to do this." When anyone pulls out a cigarette and lights it in public, they're basically saying to everyone around them, "I don't care if you die, and I'll be the one to kill you." If public smoking is legal, then drunk driving should also be legal. I should be able to have 10 shots of tequila, get in my car, drive home, and run over a smoker if I want to. At least if I don't crash my car, I'm not hurting anyone. Public smoking is worse than drunk driving because it's like drunk crashing your car. If you smoke at me, I might urinate into your nostrils. If I decide to piss into your nose, that is my right according to the own rules inside my head. And belts. What the hell is up with belts? I put it in hole number 3, and my pants are falling down. I put it in hole number 2, number 4, and I'm going to chop my waist in half. Way too loose or way too tight. Put a hole in between the other holes. Get it right, belt makers. Like, what is wrong with you guys? Again, I don't get political. I don't like overly Republican or overly Democratic people. Maybe I should check out that other party, you know? That one? The canines. Yeah, dogs. They're good voters and way more intelligent. You know, I'm agnostic when it comes to politics. I don't believe we can actually prove the existence of a politician who has ever told the truth. I'm not a huge fan of American cars. I get it, they're cool. I had a GMC Jimmy. It was fun until my friend flipped it over, doing a Rockford in the parking lot. Check the show notes for a YouTube video of a Rockford. And vintage Ford Broncos are pretty cool, and the old American cars, yeah, they look cool, yeah, and they're hot rods and stuff, you know, and as quaint as they can be, you know, Studebakers, and but I just find overall, especially nowadays, overall they're gaudy and corny. Like, I get it, American muscle cars are cool, rad, yeah, power, Detroit steel, ooh, man, all right, the Vets are classic, but seriously, guys, come on, Corvette or Porsche, Camaro or Ferrari, come on, people, let's get real. Pretty obvious the real cars are made on the other side of the Atlantic. No disrespect to Henry Ford for inventing the assembly line or whatever it was. I mean, there were great geniuses in American car history, but come on. And not that I've ever owned any of these cars, but I'm a hypocrite. I took the hypocritical oath to always be fake and inconsistent. And Japanese cars, oh my god, Lexus? Just looking at those makes me want to barf. The eyes, the grill? It looks like a bug from outer space that got punched in the face and, like, went to brainland. How could they... I was like, if I was to try to design a car and make it ugly, I could not achieve the ugliness of Lexus. It's just, it burns holes in my eye sockets. And I don't like it when people yell loudly at televisions that are broadcasting sports games. No, I don't mind watching games from time to time. The Mets, particularly the Giants. I love the NFL. But why are you yelling at the TV? They can't hear you. But I can. And you're annoying. Throw the ball, you bum. No, you shut up, you slum. Go home and yell at your wife instead. She's bored. Why are you drunk at the bar? Stop yelling at the TVs. Okay. All right, I'm fine. I don't like living in buildings that are not single-family dwellings. Like, you go in a front door in this big area, and you have to take an elevator to, like, the sixth floor. This is not my house. This is some weird building. This is the Matrix. And then I'm too lazy to take the elevator. Like, I'll press the button, it's on the sixth floor, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm way too lazy to wait for that thing to come down six flights, so I'll just walk up six flights of stairs. And that's my laziness. Take the stairs instead. And then who are these weirdos in the elevator around me? Like, why are they in my house? I grew up in a house, like an actual house, like a 2,000 square foot normal detached family house. Oh, there it goes, white privilege, right? And I had rooms, you know, and a yard and a lawn and a trampoline. And you know, once I had this really cool apartment on top of a storefront, kind of on the edge of a cool neighborhood, well, the edge of a boring neighborhood, which is what made it cool, in Queens. And it was really rad because it was like my own house, but with no one around me, but it still had this urban feel. So, like, I don't know. Too many people want to live in the city. Just go away so I can build my own house in Midtown Manhattan on 2 acres of land. Yowzers. Did I just say yowzers? What am I, Axl Rose in 1987? Okay, so my goal is to build a Victorian mansion in Midtown Manhattan on 2 acres of land. I don't think that's too ambitious. I think it's achievable. I can do this. And I really can't stand interruptions. Interruptions are just as bad as secondhand smoke. Like when I'm working, or even when I'm walking down the street with my earphones in, someone goes, hey, where's the E-train? I have my earphones in, dumbass. I could be studying something right now. Maybe I'm learning about volatility trading on the stock market. Maybe I'm listening to Rob Wolf, learning the Latin names of obscure gastrointestinal microorganisms. Like, I'm in the middle of that thought process. Hey, E-train, yo, where's it at? Ugh. Interruptions while I'm working of any kind. From phones, to cats, to dogs, to car alarms, to sirens, to guinea pigs, doorbells, humans. I'm working. Shh, don't talk to me. Don't call me. Don't enter the room. Don't ring the doorbell. Don't text me. Not acceptable. Even if my phone's in airplane mode, you should know better than to text me when I'm working. Okay, enough ranting and panting. See, that's the grumpy old version of me. All right. And those things, goes without saying that those things are just like, catching me on my outer bitter edge. I love everything. And so that was just like a really kind of vague shell of things that, you know, annoy me. Other than the smoking thing, which really truly annoys me. All those other things are subject to debate, repeal, appeal, and everything. Like I, you know, it's cool. Like, I'm never going to eat gluten, but I don't care if you do. It's great. You should enjoy it. Who knows? Maybe I will eat gluten one day. Maybe I'll get a Terminator robotic stomach and just start eating gluten again. So here's some of the things that I like. I like steak, chicken, and fish. I like eggs and bacon. Bacon and eggs. I like calamari. I like mussels. I like pernil. I like chimichurri sauce. Not going to try to pronounce that one. I like romaine, red, green, butter lettuce. Even Boston lettuce, even though it's from an inferior town. Ha ha ha. I like radicchio? I like spaghetti squash, broccoli. I even like kale, even though it's technically outdated now. I like cauliflower when I put it in the food processor and blend it into a mash. I like sunny beaches. I like foggy forests. I'm very versatile. I'm not a TV junkie, but I watch quite a few different shows. I watch a lot of Netflix shows. Duh. And it's all kinds of random things on cable that I record. I'm not going to get into the details now, later. I like VW, Porsche, and Audi, and just about any car from England, Germany, or Italy. Those are all, to me, the coolest cars of all time. I like red wine, particularly Spanish red wine, or something that tastes like that, like that Rioja. That stuff's great, that particular grape region. I don't know, I'll learn more about it. But wines that taste like that, if you know other wines that taste like that, I think sometimes Chilean is really good. That kind of tastes like, has an old world kind of rough edge kind of palate. I love new hip-hop. I love where hip-hop has gone since like 2008 or 2009 until now. It's really, really cool now. So that's one thing that I truly love. I love dark chocolate. It's an addiction. It's a huge addiction that I have. And I wish I could try every different dark chocolate ever made because they're all so unique and beautiful. You know, like women of the world. Like, they're just so exotic and delicious. And 70% chocolate starts to taste really sweet to me. I like anything 80% and above. Anything below 75 and the sugar slap really just starts interfering with the flavor. If you say you like chocolate and you eat chocolate below 75% cacao, then you don't actually like chocolate. You just like sugar. Yes, I'm a total chocolate snob. I love American beer. Cheap American beer. I like Coors Light. I like Mick Ultra. I like Bud Light. I like Miller Light. Because they're just so cool. It's so anti. It's, oh God, I'm a hipster. Oh, did I just say the H word? That's embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. No, they're just so refreshing and like not heavy and foamy. And they don't get all over your beard and make you look weird, you know? I like pop songs. I like retro pop songs all the way back to like 2008, 2009. Yeah. 2009, it's so retro. I feel like pop had this renaissance back then, but now it's fizzled. Like, the style has changed so much since 2012. They dropped out the synths, they hollowed out the beats, and it just got a little thick and slow and wonky. But I still kind of like it, I kind of do. Like, there's still some really fun stuff going on. I just wish they'd get back into the bigger hooks, like back in the Katy Perry days, you know, like the really cool hooks. I love harpsichords and harpsichord music. If you don't know what a harpsichord is, why are you listening to my podcast? No, okay, so seriously. A harpsichord is like a cross between a piano and a guitar. That's a ridiculous explanation. Don't believe me, that's wrong. It was invented like in the 1500s. See, I don't even know. That's something I should know more about if I claim to like them. So if you're into music nerd stuff, you'll like them. Some of them have two keyboards. Those are two manual harpsichords. They basically sound like a Hobbit's house or a Renaissance fair or like Masterpiece Theater. Imagine guys from the 1500s with tight pants and wigs and swords. That's the sound of harpsichords. So if you're into music, maybe I'm condescending here. When I say music, I'm referring to music other than popular music. To pop music, popular music to me is anything written like after 1950, approximately, I don't know. That is not disciplined music or jazz. So pop music includes Elvis and Waylon Jennings. It includes Britney Spears and Motley Crue. It includes Mastodon and Harry Belafonte, Kanye West and Pink Floyd and Tribe Called Quest. So all of that stuff. But since this is so irrelevant, this is so irrelevant to all but a few condescending jerks like myself, I'll just include pop music when I say music. I'm a music snob of all genres, all right? I love the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I got lost in there for like a month one time. I went 29 times in one month. Kept all those little badges they used to give me. They're in a box somewhere in the basement. I love hardwoods and wooden made things. When I build my own house, I'm going to have like 20 different kinds of wood in it. When I was a kid, I covered my bedroom and the whole upstairs of the house in oak paneling. It took me like 3 months. It's like, hey, Aaron, go to school. Your teacher called. No, I'm sawing right now. Leave me alone. I have to stain all these boards. Put in the finishing nails. I'm going to start collecting big sunglasses. I like Mosley tribes. I don't know how to pronounce anything. So basically, I have the same taste as a rapper. I have these dorky sunglasses that they're called Gates. They flip up. I have like three cool pairs of shades right now. All Mosley tribes. I don't know why. I like walking for 2 or 3 hours at a time. It's like a meditation for me. I just walk and I just explore different neighborhoods and parks and stuff like that. So it's like kind of like I'm just like a weirdo walking without a destination, you know. I'm addicted to yoga. I know that sounds super corny and new agey, but, and I can explain later what it makes me feel like Damn it, I'm talking about my feelings. That's so embarrassing. But on the other hand, I love pull-ups, dumbbells, planks, burpees. But I really want to get more into hardcore lifting when I get stronger. But I don't have a bench right now, and I know nothing about it. Like, I don't want to hurt myself. You know, CrossFit, gridiron. I want to give those a try. But I don't want to puke my butt out of my nose and, like, burst a blood vessel in my nipple. So I guess I need some training or a coach, you know. I want to get a VersaClimber. VersaClimber is this intense exercise machine. This health nutrition guy named Mark Sisson. If you don't know him, I'll put a link up. I'm going to make show notes, and I'll put a VersaClimber, some other things I've talked about in the show notes anyways. So this health nutrition guy named Mark Sisson, if you don't know him, you should definitely follow him. Really on the cutting edge of nutrition. He had a VersaClimber record, like back in the 80s or something, but it's supposed to exercise every possible muscle in your body and give you cardio and like shred you in like a minute. Like most people can't even do it for 2 minutes, like athletes. I love kitschy things. I like to go on eBay and buy like cheap Americana, like old mugs and sconces made of like Sirocco plastic. Sirocco, another crazy word. There's something charming and endearing about like junky art, junky Americana. Maybe I can like revamp my love for like old American cars and put it in the kitsch of Americana. Maybe like I can rethink my thought process here. I just don't like the fact that they're just mushy. They don't turn well. You can go really fast in a Dodge Challenger, but you try to go around a corner, I don't know. I mean, my Scirocco, I think my VW Scirocco would probably out-corner that thing. I don't know. What else? I'm addicted to buffalo wings. I love buffalo wings. I would like to try every buffalo wing place in America. If they only weren't fried in, like, crappy canola soy-nola oil, it's like, come on, America, duck fat, beef tallow, lard. Let's make America healthy again. If you eat a lot of fat, by the way, you actually get skinnier and purportedly healthier. It's called ketosis, the ketogenic diet. I'm sure you've heard of it by now, but if not, I can talk a lot about my opinions on health stuff, too. And this whole world of, like, the gut microbiome and how that whole area works in your body. And there's a microbiome over your entire body. It's totally exploding. This is an amazingly hilarious podcast. What's on the probiotic axis with Aaron Petta? No, but seriously, like, I mean, they've broken down the gut microbiome. We've broken down our gut microbiome societally and kind of industrially and kind of ruined it, ruining our health as a result. Like, I know absolutely nothing about this. The point is the experts know absolutely nothing about this. So I'm not a scientist. I'm just a dork, which isn't even a nerd. So, but I can point you in places to look and read. If you're having health problems, definitely troubleshooting the gut microbiome is like a huge thing that's come onto line in the last 5 years. And obviously it's pretty common knowledge, but it's way more intricate than we could even possibly imagine. That's a whole episode or 10 right there. That's a whole PhD right there. It's like multiple PhDs. I love watches. I really want to get a complication watch. Handmade in Switzerland, piece by piece. Like, to me, the only reason to wear a watch is if it's a piece of art that is handmade in Switzerland. I'm a Euro snob. I don't know why. They're so microscopic and precise. They make me think of like Leonardo da Vinci, you know, like, and there's the Patek Philippe, a Gerald Genta designer. These are amazing, amazing designs. You should check them out. I like the Audemars Piguet Royal Oak. I don't even know how to say it right. It has the moon phase. The ones with the moon phase can tell like the phase of the moon for like 100 years without even winding or something. So rad. But I'm not a modern European gentleman. I'm just a grimy Queens glump. Clammy, grimy Queens glump. I love Midtown Manhattan. I love being in that part of the city. Sometimes the Village annoys me because it's like so scruffy and duffy and pretentious, and like the buildings and the stores and the cafes are just kind of cornballish. But then when I get to Midtown, it's like all about business and big buildings, and you get out of work at 5, you have a drink in a fancy lounge, you're sweating in your pinstripe suit, you're on your way home to the suburbs by 7 o'clock. It's like the Midtown life, you know? I'm a businessman, I'm in a business, you know, same with Wall Street, you know, downtown. But it seems cooler in Midtown. I don't know, just like it's got that oppressive, exciting feel. I don't know, self-importance of New York City. It's like, I like Baroque music and decoration, Baroque churches and castles. I'm so hypocritical. I've never even been to Europe. Like, I'm the worst. You know, maybe I'm afraid to fly over water. I think that's what it is. But Baroque is an era. Is it before the Rococo, 1650 to 1750? I know that's the Bach. I know it's a musical era. It's so irrelevant to modern people. And this is the thing. Maybe it should become relevant. Maybe people should get more back into it. Like, we should make it cool. Like, I mean, Kanye's into Baroque, right? I don't know. We should make it cool. I don't know. Everyone hates Kanye. That was a horrible reference. I love Kanye. So I don't know. Baroque music is amazing, but I also really like Franz Liszt. Now, Franz Liszt is a composer in the Romantic period. He was actually the first rock star, like in the 1800s. The first Beatlemania was actually Listomania. Elvis was not the first rock star, FYI, public service announcement. Liszt started the rock concert on the piano. I love ghost towns. I used to explore ghost towns. You go to ghost towns, you get a topographical map, which is like a map of the area, the local area, like the different small things that are on the map, rocks, strange houses, and then you get lost in the desert and you get eaten by a coyote. No. I got lost on these roads. We got lost on these roads that repeated and repeated like a maze and a nightmare. And it was night, it was getting dark. It was like being in Fred Flintstone's car, but in the desert. Everything just kept repeating. I have thousands of pictures of ghost towns. I took this American history course at CCNY. CCNY, City College of New York, has the most Nobel laureates of any public university. I think, I don't know. But when I went, it was this dilapidated shambles. You're handcuffed to the door. Let me go. No, you must learn nothing for 4 years and pay double. And then they didn't even cover, in this mandatory course in American history, they didn't even cover, okay, she was talking about Eastern states and the slavery stuff and the right to vote for women and blah, 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 Martin Luther King. And I was like, okay, that's cool, but when do we get to the cowboys? I'm like, okay, I'll be patient. I'll wait until we get to chapter eight, the Old West. And she was like, okay, tomorrow, chapter nine. I'm like, excuse me? We just did chapter seven. She's like, oh no, there's no history in the Old West. Okay, whoa. I took this course because of Chapter 8, The Old West. She's like, well, you took this course because it's mandatory to get your college degree. Yeah, but the only part I'm interested in is Chapter 8, The Old West. She's like, there's nothing important. I'm like, you. And she was African-American, and I was going to say, hey, lady, didn't you know that one-third of all cowboys in the Old West were black? This is important, damn it. I used to hate history. But now I like it. How do we get to where we're at? How in the frick collection did we get here? 2017, New York City, or remote jungles of Canada. There's people around the world doing all these things, and we don't even know how we got here. So it's one thing to go about your day with your internet and your friends and your apps and social media and to go to school and do your job, but it's another thing to realize the infrastructure, the milieu, the context that we live in. It's amazing. Like, every time I go to a museum, I'm tripped out. Okay, so history. Something I want to learn more about. Like, be able to piece it together. I have no concept of the way the world works from zero to now. And I have half of a master's degree in history. That's not a nincompoop. But there's so many facets. Like, how do we get to this type of democracy? Oops. Not very good at the moment. This type of socioeconomic structure, and I know millennials are like, hey, I don't care, bro, where's brunch? I'm like, I think it's kind of cool to be like, what's the deal with history? And I love the future. I love the thought of the future and moving into the future. I love the technology that exists now and what's going to happen next. As much as I love vintage Porsches, I still want to know what the next Porsche after the 918 Spider is going to be. It's going to be terrifying. As much as I love classic pop, I still want to know what the next songs are going to sound like and what the hell they will sound like in 100 years. Like, how many beats per minute will they be going? I love gold chains. I have a couple gold chains. One's like a nifty herringbone chain. I'm going to get more. So basically, yeah, I'm still basically like a rapper, you know, wannabe rapper. Most importantly, myself. I love you, me. So that's it. That's it for today, you know. Next episode, I'm going to talk about some of the things I've done, some of the projects I've worked on, my forms of expression, and then some of the things that I want to do in the future. And then we're going to get into really specific stuff. Ideas that I have, whether they be about art or health, nutrition, music, cars, or just all the lunatics all over the place. I don't know. So laying the foundation and then getting the fun stuff. I'm going to talk about those things for about a few episodes. And then I'm going to start inviting friends and movie stars and business moguls and gray aliens, time travelers, buccaneers and robots and cartoon characters and cartoon robots. And we're going to have discussions, you know. So once you know me and who I am, then we can really hang out and have fun. Check the show notes. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.